Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, and another day. It is now officially Wednesday after New Orleans, and I have this announcement to make. I am fully, fully aware of the fact now that I will never recover from going to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, come on.
So it's not like a surgery. It was an amputation. Something is gone.
I was in the shower today.
Nice.
Looking at the flesh underneath my eyes.
Oh, the anus eyes.
By the way, at the conclusion of the shower, at the good part, and I put that Harry's that mentholy face wash, stuff they sell.
Yeah.
That stuff that just makes your whole face tingle.
Yeah.
And Pony, I don't have any computer here. I know we're supposed to take phone calls. Is there?
I'll take care of you. Hold on.
He'll take care of you.
Changing your fonts.
Hold on.
Your fonts.
Yeah, he's giving you the old Henry Winkler treatment.
By the way, it's Wide Open Wednesday. Our phone lines are jammed right now at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. But I looked in the mirror, and it's not pretty. It's not. If I took these specs off right now, it's not a pretty.
How old are you, Mike?
Oh, my God.
I'm 34.
Okay. Mike, those eyes are best described as Herzogian.
So right. I had the same conversation with Todd on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He said, "Look at my eyes." I'm like, "What's wrong with your eyes?" He goes, "This black line will never go away."
Yeah.
And Todd's I'm hoping someday, younger than you.
I don't know what's going to happen. First of all, my eyes going to get back to normal, or is Pony going to get the computer screen down here up and running for me to take phone calls?
It's a horse race.
You should be connected right now.
Do you see a black screen is what you see? What do you see so you can just communicate to him?
Yeah, squint.
I see this.
Oh, okay. Oh, look, video. Oh, this is good video. Good. Oh.
A whale tail.
Oh, big fella. Yeah.
Yes. What does he have to do to fix that?
Type in those magic numbers.
Okay, log in so you have access.
And normally when you say that, he's playing pachinko or something.
It's funny that if you're on Ustream, you'll see
it. Can you type it in, or do I have to type it in?
You're going to have to type it in.
You're going to have to type it in. The screen said, "Hey, big fella."
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know if they know anything about Mike.
Was the message to the whale?
Yeah.
The whale tail.
The whale tail.
Oh, all right, I just logged in and I saw the screen. What? Tell me what I got to do. I don't know what's happening. Nothing happened before the show. I'm trying to get the phones that they were there and now they're gone. And I'm looking at that picture of the whale's tail again. And I'm seeing about Alexander Archipelago. I don't want that. I want to get our phone calls up there.
Yeah.
Running. I thought
you
controlled this.
Are you doing anything now to help him?
Yeah, and I made the text bigger.
Okay, but he's not seeing the same thing.
Hold on, I'm going to click on it. There.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're in?
Thank you. Very good.
The text is bigger.
It says, I can't help you.
Boy, my eyes, I think I've lost vision in New Orleans. Rob from Manassas. Let's go to Rob from Manassas. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Can you turn him up a little bit for me, Rob? Hi, Rob. How are you?
Hold on. I'm running away from my desk here. Hold on.
Oh, he's doing
Are you whispering because you're in an office? Because sometimes it makes it hard for it to make me hot for me.
Yes. Yes. My day starts at 9. So just want to say thank you guys.
Oh, that must be hard.
Rob, what? Hold on. What, Rob? Go ahead. What? What?
Just want to say, guys, thanks for doing such a great job on the radio. You've carried me through so many personal struggles. Listen to you since WAVA. Really appreciate the show.
Well, thank you, Rob.
We're off the air. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How are things? How are things in the hamlet of Manassas?
Well, it's a great day. It's a great win for the Democrats.
Oh, so
there was an election last night, right?
And you know, Manassas made history. They elected the first openly transgendered official in government history.
You want to start that again?
Yep. They elected the first openly transgendered official.
And you know, Manassas is still, I had 5,000 gallons of Crown whiskey that's still in my processing through my liver. I spoke to the opponent of that transgender woman.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to that guy. I think his name was Marshall. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. Long-term Republican.
He wrote something that I disagree with, actually called his office.
Did
and
you?
He picked up. And I'm so sad that I think really there are we'll talk about the elections because it's been the first national election that we've had since the election of Donald Trump. It's a pretty interesting night in politics. But I spoke to that guy. I forgot what he wrote about. I forgot what it was. But he was polite. I disagreed with him, but it's a pretty huge victory for that that transgender woman in and it's in Manassas,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She must have run a hell of a campaign.
Because she said we got to fix the traffic issue, and all he wanted to say was, "Well, aren't you a man?"
Yeah. Okay.
Man.
Very good. You know
good
what?
Debate.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Rob, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hey, that kind of says it, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't that sort of signature? That's the electorate, right?
What about
there,
these used tires?
After skimming the article about the victory, his reputation of sort of being maybe perhaps narrow-minded preceded him. So that was sort of the deal there, I think.
Well, it never stopped anybody before for voting for him. So, I mean, that's interesting. Let's go to the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Don, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Yeah, Mike, Don. Mike and Don. Mike and Rob. Rob, I'm probably one of your oldest listeners down here. And
how old are you, sir?
Like 69.
Nice.
Oh, God. You sound like maybe you might want to tack another 20 onto that.
Yeah, check the birth certificate. Make sure.
You're 69 years young. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'd like to thank Rob for... A couple of weeks ago, he played Hacker Bilk, and I haven't heard that since I was assistant projectionist at the Capitol Theater in Ocean City back in 63 and 64.
Alley Cat, right?
No, Stranger on the Shore.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Mr. Hacker Bilk, forgive me.
Can we bring in the French translator so we can understand what we're talking about here, Rob?
I played an old instrumental song on Rob Radio. Mr. Hacker Bilk, as Ed Sullivan would describe him, is the bearded clarinetist. And he had a one-hit wonder. I'll bring up the song right now.
So,
you'll recognize it.
The song, Don, the song moved you when you heard it?
Pardon?
Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And have a wonderful day down on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Here's the song, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Do you care for ratings?
I do.
You play this song? On you the play... radio?
Yeah. Beautiful
that
song.
That is a beautiful song. It's that song. You hear that song in movies.
Yes, you do.
You hear that song in many, many different movies.
I believe it was big hit in 64. Yeah, it's evocative of an era, is what it is.
All right, that's
by Mr. Acker Bilk.
Let's go to Jay from Raleigh, North Carolina. What a show! Jay, Raleigh, North Carolina. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We need you to sip that coffee and liven up a little bit.
Boost it.
After Don from the Eastern Shore, he was
there.
Oh, you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Woo! Woo!
What can we do for you today, my North Carolina friend?
Well, first, I just wanted to say that, you know, I remember in the past, like, everybody would give you a hard time when it came to talking about personal issues. But in the climate that we're in today, sometimes I tune in just to hear what your opinion is on certain things. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to run your show, but just have a good time and it's about your life and how you feel about certain things.
All right, let me tell you the latest. All right, you know, then hang up and listen because I'm going to tell a story right now, okay? This is a little story that that happened to me yesterday, all right? I own a house with my sister and my cousins up in Maine, and twice a year we're supposed to put money in to finance this house.
Yes.
Pay taxes, pay utilities,
occasional repair,
and pay the insurance. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my money in, and I decide the day after the email comes out, here's what you owe. I put my money in for a direct wire, because so, I'm going to be better than sending a snail mail check. And I got the letter yesterday. It says I didn't receive your payment. And I went back and I looked, and it's in the wind. And I have no idea what happened. So I'm very, very, very sad, because I wanted to look good, because I'm still trying to make every effort to look good with my sister and my cousins.
Yeah, you know, my mom used to work.
I think it's about time for me to just say F it, though.
My mom used to work at Safeway. She was the front end manager, and they would handle the wiring of money. And that was mostly used by crooks and terrorists. So
yeah, well,
maybe they were giving you a bad look.
Mine. That's the way I think so. Right now. Let's go to Jason from Rochester. Jason, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. We met some nice people in New Orleans from Rochester. What can we do for you, sir?
Gentlemen, I am still hungover from NOLA.
Oh, so I met you. Did I meet you in New Orleans?
Yeah. My wife April and I were at the Cats Meow with you guys on Thursday.
That's the only night I really roared. And God, I mean, all I remember was Rob Spiewak came up to me and he had this size cup. All right. This is a 16-ounce cup, I believe, right? Would this be accurate?
Yeah.
About a 16-ounce cup. And it was filled with whiskey. Right to the
well, there
the
was
top.
Ice. I like a lot
quadruple.
Of ice. Yeah, it
that
was
would have
a
been
quadruple.
A quadruple.
Sure,
that was a
sure.
quadruple.
Well, it was
this
happy
was,
hour till 11.
And happy hour is as follows at this bar, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a true alcoholic and you're thinking about going down to New Orleans, buy one. I am not exaggerating this. I will give them a free plug. The Cat's Meow in the middle of the French Quarter in New Orleans. Buy one, get two free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They should rename the name of that bar to Liver Busters. It should be Liver. Buy one, correct me if I'm wrong, get two free. Now,
right.
I was drinking Miller Lite. You don't get any more watered down brew than Miller Lite. But if you drink 300 of them, it's cumulative. Mm. That's the way.
Yeah, but you only paid for 100 of them.
Jeez. It was a good time was had by all. Wasn't that right, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. I've gone through a gallon of Pedialyte and a half gallon of Gatorade at this point. So
I tried the Pedialyte experiment, and I hate the flavor. And how's your lovely bride doing?
She's doing better. She never left the hotel room Friday. Missed the meet and greet. We lost our credit card.
Oh yeah.
took me till 6 p.m. on Friday night to find my phone.
Jason, are you the tall guy? Are you the tall guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carla had wonderful things to say about you.
Did
you're
sing?
A sweetheart. She really liked you a lot. I think he did. You did sing, didn't you, Jason?
Yeah,
Prince.
I sang it, Cats Meow, and then I woke up Friday morning saying to myself, did I get on stage at another bar? Because I vaguely felt like I did. April couldn't remember either, and then it took me seeing a live video from Ronique showing me on stage at some other bar.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what?
What
it's
a great
what it's
time.
All about. New Orleans, we had a great weekend with everybody, and I don't know, man. I think we all should have, like, gone to a farm or something for, like, detox before we came
I
back.
Think but, there should be a business in New Orleans just called Lost Credit Card, because I think it happens a lot.
It's a strange, strange world. Let's go to Glenn from Fort Myers, Florida.
Hey.
Glenn, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing
sitting
great.
Sitting on the beach in this overcast day, and I wanted to invite you to a baseball game I'm playing in at JetBlue Stadium today.
Oh.
Where are you? What's the? Give them a plug. Give your game a plug, please.
It's the Roy Halbs World Series, and I'm playing at 145 and pitching, and I thought I would impress you and invite you to come to JetBlue Stadium.
Mr. Hobbs, but I thought we had an agreement.
It was a lie.
Hey, good chance for Darren McGavin to come in.
Hey, Darren McGavin.
Hi. Then let me just say, I'll say hello to you, Glenn, like Darren McGavin in the movie would say hi to Roy Hobbs. Hey, slugger. Roy
All
Hobbs.
Right.
Is it the Roy? Sir, are you okay there, Glenn?
Yeah.
He's disappointed you're not going. It sounds
sure. Well, I'm not going there. Is it Roy? Is it Roy Hobbs because of the age of the participants?
No. They started this league. It's for all ages, 25 through 75. They actually have a league for very old people, and everyone plays. It's a great thing. We play at all the stadiums in Fort Myers.
I'm looking at the website here. It says you can play at any age, but you have to bleed out of your stomach.
Hey, it sounds like you're pretty excited for the game, right, Glenn?
Yeah. It'll be my fifth game. We play up to eight games.
And oh, good. Well, have a fantastic time, man. That sounds like, like a good time will be had by all. I won't be able to make it, but I'll be with you in spirit. And go out there and pitch a no-hitter, Glenn, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. See ya.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Man. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. Check that website out. I'd like to know more about that. Let's go to Jenny in Maryland. Jenny in Maryland. You know, can I just say this to the people that built our software? There's nothing that a blind man likes more than black text with a red background. Hey. That's right. Super easy to see. All right. Jenny, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning. I'm also still recovering from New Orleans.
Wow.
So, yeah. We expected these calls, Jenny. We expected these calls.
It's a helpline.
But I had to tell you my story. We left the live show and went straight to the Bad Place, and I hit it big on a slot, paid for the entire trip.
Whoa, hey! Yeah!
Hold on a second.
I love it.
You won at Harrah's?
I did. I won $1,200 on one. I bet $1.25. Oh, I won $1,200.
Do you
awesome.
Realize? Do you realize you are the one?
Yeah,
I'm the one.
You're the one. That's the way. And by the way, if you'd like to know how the Harrah's company runs their casinos, Harrah's allows for an entire 3-day weekend. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
This is their business model. They will take one slot machine in the entire casino that will let someone win.
Right.
It's very important to point out that all the other ones lose. Yeah. All of them. Yeah. Every single one. And
at least one of ours won, Mike.
Yeah.
At least
one of ours won.
One.
You know, pardon me for not feeling more joy.
All the others, the other machines are just like piggy banks. You just put money in. That's it.
Was it a dollar bet, or what type of machine was it? Not that I'm curious, but what type of machine was it?
I normally only play the dollars, but it was a quarter machine. But of course, you have to bet five to win the jackpot.
Yeah, so that's the thing. They'll show you like a penny machine, but it's a $6.50 bet,
right?
Because you have to put so many pennies into it. So that's how they get you.
Was it a double diamond? What was the actual machine?
No, it was the, it's not a true Wheel of Fortune. It was like a knockoff Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, I know that one.
I know what you're talking about. Oh,
it's, those ones did you
win
them?
And so did you win by hitting a jackpot, or did you win by spinning the wheel? I am such
a degenerate. No, I won by hitting a jackpot. I didn't spin the wheel.
Fantastic. Wheel! That is wonderful news. Yeah. Jenny, thanks for coming, and we'll see you in we know you'll be in Las Vegas. Yeah. Thank you very much. See you in Vegas. That's awesome. I love that. Let's go to Kim from
Vacaville,
yes. California. Hi. And by the way, we're still waiting for Hari. Hari's supposed to call. He's supposed to call every week with his stock tip.
Mohammed.
Wouldn't be a phone. Mohammed. Mo. That's right. Mo. It's not Hari. It's Mo. I'm so sorry. Let's go to Kim. Kim, and how are things in Vacaville, Kim?
You know, Mike, I had to cancel my Ireland trip because of my wife's surgery, and I was depressed. But not nearly as depressed as missing Nola.
Oh,
that sucks.
I've been crying for 3 days.
Well, you know what that means, Kim? What? No, you get out of bed. Life goes on,
yes.
Sir. You have to pull yourself out of bed. You have to live life because you, sir, now can save your pennies and you can come to Las Vegas. And we will have details. We're not sure exactly when, but we will be releasing that information. We're not sure exactly when we're going to know because we're actually starting the process. But that's where we're going. So plan on it, and it'll be right around. Obviously, we'll be around the same time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So be aware of that. You know, I'm already getting the people to say, you better not come this time of year next year when the NASCAR Super Deluxe trucks are in town because those people are. It's a big city, okay?
You got to find a weekend. Find a weekend where nothing's going on in Vegas.
Right, exactly.
That's what you need.
Come on. What?
I won't miss it, but can I get a T-shirt saying all my friends went to NOLA and all I got was this stupid T-shirt?
Yes, you can. Just go to a T-shirt store. Let's say hi to Joel Rogers from the Netherlands, flying the Delta Heavy all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. And here's Joel, you got a nice little layover so you can have some of those fine Dutch beers.
Good afternoon. There's going to be a Dukonic or an Amstel in there for me.
Attaboy. Nice. What's your layover? You got any time to enjoy? You do the Netherlands hop, as you pilots like to say, on a semi-regular basis, don't you?
Yeah, I'm there four times in November, so each one's about a 24-hour stay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, enough time to peek in the red light district.
Joe, we didn't get a chance to see you in NOLA. Will we get a chance to see you in Las Vegas?
I would love to go there. Hopefully my schedule will be better next year than it is now. So I saw the stream of the presentation for Rob and Ponyboy. It was 3 a.m. and I couldn't sleep because it's Amsterdam.
Right.
And so I watched it live. So I was there in spirit.
That's awesome. Joel,
cool.
We will count on you being there for Las Vegas. And as a matter of fact, I want to ask you if you could maybe just fly all our listeners there.
That'd be nice.
Just take one. Would Delta let you like borrow that jet? Would they let you borrow it for a while?
Well, for the right price, sure. I mean, we started the NFL teams every weekend, so
we're not the NFL. That's for sure. We're the NFL.
Hey, real quick, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm super late on the listening to the audio vaults, but I was at a Billy Joel, Elton John concert when I was in college, and sitting in the nosebleed sections, a guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, I'm Elton's keyboard technician. Do you want four seats in the front row?" I totally didn't believe it. I thought it was a scam, and it was legit. I got four tickets. You know, I moved to the front, and I was literally sitting in front of the security guards. It was amazing.
Wow. That's cool. Usually, Elton invites you back to the dressing room.
Yeah, well, I'm not that cute.
Thank you, Joel. We appreciate the call. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before
scenes.
We go...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. All right. Let me get rid of him here, and I'll put him here. Let's say hi to our stock expert. Mohammed is calling in from Woodbridge. Mohammed, always good. This is the call that we require every single Wednesday. We need your stock tip of the day, Mo.
Hey, Mike and gang. The stock is heavily discounted right now.
Got to run the board and turn him up when he's that low, Rob. Got to turn him up.
Speak up, Mohammed.
Go ahead, speak up a little bit, Mohammed.
It's Tesla, Oscar's favorite.
Tesla.
What's the symbol for Tesla, Mo?
TSLA, Mo. TSLA.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. We appreciate that. Everybody else, hold on.
Mad money.
He was unprepared this
week. He said heavily discounted.
By the way, the one week that I count on him, he's not prepared. That's wonderful. We will take a break and come back with more of your phone calls at 888-920-6673. This is Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Teach. All right, look, here's the deal. I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No, it means I was drunk yesterday.
It means you're an alcoholic.
Wrong.
You wouldn't come to work hungover unless you're an alcoholic. Dude, you got a disease.
What's your name?
Freddie Jones.
Freddie Jones. Shut up. The point is, y'all can just chill today. We'll start on this crapola tomorrow. Yes, Tinkerbell.
Summer, as class factotum, first I'd like to just say, welcome to Horse Green.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions about our schedule? Because usually now Miss Dunham teaches vocabulary, then gives us a pop quiz. Then she'll split us up into our reading groups. What? Track B is reading charts.
Hey. Miss Dumbbum ain't your teacher today? I am. And I got a headache and the runs. So I say, time for recess.
But Mr. S, that poster charts everyone's performance. We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
What kind of a sick school is this?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Cappy. Good talking to you last night. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Blue Apron. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, an angel gets its wing.
That's very nice.
Already in the Christmas spirit, as I'm sure you all know.
Oh, yeah.
Fun and easy for her, yummy for me, and there's always something new. It's the better way to cook. I love my Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients so you can make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Recipes don't repeat within a year, so you'll never get bored, and with no weekly commitment, you only get deliveries when you want them. How'd you like some crispy, wild Alaskan pollock and garlic mashed potatoes with roasted broccoli and tartar sauce? Or cheesy broccoli-baked pasta with crispy thyme breadcrumbs. Yum! Shut the front door!
You love it. It's the best.
Check out this week's menu and get $30 off your first order with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. I love it when the box comes to my door. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and it's delicious. It's fantastic. We got a lot of calls. I got a lot to talk about, but we got calls. Rick from, let me see, California. Hi, Rick. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, hi, guys. This is Shiny Jacket Rick. Yeah, I think you'll remember me.
Oh, yeah. Rick Schofield.
Front row.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, you were down in the like stage right. You were stage right in the crowd.
Yeah, my wife and I were right next to Steph Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wonderful
now, yeah,
lady. I'm starting to know more and more listeners by name, which is kind of fun when we go to these conventions, these Mike O'Mara Show conventions. What can we do for you today, Rick from Concord?
Well, I was really riding a big high, you know, with all the sort of great fan, you know, sort of, I can't think of the word, I'm drawing a blank, but...
the camaraderie, you know, was, the energy.
Summer, there you go. Perfect. Hey, Oscar, thank you very much. How wonderful it is that you came up with a word.
magical, really.
And you said it right and everything.
I do this for a living.
I really was having a wonderful, like, buzz, really, and besides the alcohol. And, walking around, everybody's giving me the hey, check out the guy with the jacket, cool jacket, bro. And,
great
hey,
jacket.
Rick, hey,
it was a great jacket.
Sure. I'm an attention whore, so it was perfect, right? I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Walking up right before the show starts, right? Walk up to the bar to, you know, do my part to order some drinks.
Attaboy.
For Allison, my wife, and I. And, you know, I'm, you know, kind of getting the hey, nice jacket thing. And then this one, cuter than, younger than average listener gal kind of looks up at me as I'm walking past, and she gives me kind of a roll of the eyes and says, next time, try harder.
Oh, no. That's so, that's
was,
so cool.
It was perfect.
Yes.
It was perfect. It was, like,
it was
okay.
Perfect. Thank you. We appreciate that. Wow. That was so mean. Yeah.
And we've named the show.
Wow. There we go. Yeah. Neil from D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday. How are you, my friend?
This is Neo Augenstein, WTOP. I have a question. I'm here with Chris Core drafting some core values.
This is a local DC bit right here. This
My question is this. Do you consider being a TMOS bonus show member to be a core value?
Love it. That's yes, funny. The answer is yes.
Yes, the resounding yes, absolutely. We go to, boy, I'm afraid, Rob, you're going to have to take this one.
What?
On the line right now, I believe it's Bakersfield, California, Chucko the Clown. And Rob, I'm going to let you, being No-No. Chucko, I know you may be disappointed, but yes, we did have No-No the Clown at our show in Las Vegas. How are you, Chucko?
It's a happy meal. That's the end of my joke. It's the longest duration joke of all time.
He gave us a punchline. It's a happy meal. It's a happy meal. That's like, what's the one that they did the whole movie about, right? The
Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Chucko, did you just give us the punchline?
Yeah, you guys cut me off, so I gave you the punchline. I know you probably didn't want it, but I want to say to Rob... Congratulations for coming on to the other side.
What do you mean?
Well, you're now part of the clown
Oh, I don't think so.
The clown community.
I don't think so.
Clown town.
Clown town?
Yeah.
Planet clown.
I didn't know that you gave my son your no-no hat.
It's a, you know what? As I said to many listeners that night, the more I drank, it all began with the hat.
Yeah. I just think, does the fact that you gave my son the no-no hat, does that mean you're going to retire no-no? That we're not going to see no-no again?
Well, I like to think like the Dick Van Dyke Show or Friends. I like to go out on top, and I don't know that we could equal what we did that night. There was a magic in the air.
And what if we were to do this? And I'm thinking right now, this has just popped into my head.
Oh, yes.
What if we were to do, because look, you are an improvisational actor.
Yes.
That is what you love to do. You love that. That's why you were so, by the way, Rob destroyed it as No-No the Clown. In my humble opinion, it was what I was hoping it would be. It was the high point of the show. It was absolutely fantastic. He committed. He was all in.
It was brilliant. What if, high comedy, Mike.
It was, it was you being you, and you loved it, and you were into it. The fact is, do you think that it would be possible in the year's run-up to our next live performance that you could create another persona? That might it wouldn't necessarily even have to be a clown.
I'm sure Oscars we could. Raising. I'm sure we could. And I think with your all's input, we could really make something special.
I'm curious to hear Chucko's feedback from, because I'm sure you've seen pictures.
And there's some video.
Pictures. Chucko, have you seen pictures of No-No the Clown?
What about the makeup? What do you think
about
the makeup?
I'm sorry, I really haven't, but I just wanted to tell you one of the reasons I wasn't in NOLA, and I'm not kidding, I was at the Western Regional Clown Association meeting in Las Vegas.
Where we're going next year.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And I stay... I stay at the Trump International Hotel, and Mike, do you know why I like staying there?
Why is that, Chucko?
The tapered sheets are complimentary that you wear in the casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chucko the Clown, thank you very much. That's his joke for the day. We didn't cut you off with that one. I was thinking, I seriously have gotten emails from people that are saying, hey, if you're coming to Vegas, don't go this particular weekend. First of all, it's a big town, but if there was a clown convention in Las Vegas.
Or the AVNs.
Yeah, also good. Either way, AVNs. I'd wear the same outfit.
Right.
Yes, combine them.
Exactly.
No matter what, Mike, I'm bringing the overalls.
I have the AVNs and get everybody to come out and, hey, ladies, how are
Pony
you?
Pony could accept his nomination. Most frequent user.
We have an N Diamond from St. Petersburg calling in on the Mike O'Mara Show Wide Open Wednesday. I think we've gotten this call before.
Hello.
Mr. Diamond, how are you?
My friend, hello.
Is it Neil Diamond?
I just called to let you know it was so sweet in New Orleans. And I know it's early, but I couldn't wait. Hello.
Okay.
Still recovering. Right. Light him up.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. Prepare.
That guy introduced himself to me in New Orleans and act like I should have been impressed.
He said N Diamond?
He said, I'm the N Diamond guy.
Ah.
And I said, whoa, look at you.
You know what you have to do when they do that to you, when they come up and say, I'm the N Diamond guy? You have to look at him and go, wow! let's say hi to Jordan from Salt Lake City. Hi, Jordan. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, TMOS.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Jordan. This is Jordan from Jordan. Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I know elections were yesterday, but I want to cast a vote for Salt Lick City 2018 live show.
Okay.
Well, we already picked Vegas.
We already picked the city. Mm.
We're going to be close, though, to you, Jordan. You can come to Vegas. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump. You can drive.
It's a quick 6-hour drive.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why does that sound negative to me for a second? Goodbye, Jordan. Ben from Anchorage, Alaska. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. It's your lost sheep, Ben.
Ben, did you get stuck in Seattle for some reason? Did I hear that? You're in Washington State for some reason?
Yeah, Oscar, I did. I flew out of here on Friday at 6 a.m., and I left behind ice fog and I thought it was clear of bad weather, and I landed in Seattle in a storm. Sorry, Pony.
Oh, sorry, Pony.
Oh, that sucks. So you weren't able to make it to NOLA because of the flights?
I wasn't. I was so bummed.
That's gonna
I was
really
so
suck.
Angry. But,
I can't imagine.
My flight was part of a Let me start over. The planes were all over the tarmac. It was a really light snowstorm, and it created a backup of de-icing. Mm. And my plane never left its hangar. It was delayed hour after hour until it was finally canceled around like 4 p.m., I guess. And by the time that happened, there were literally no flights to NOLA left. I couldn't have gotten there until
de-icing,
maybe 7 or 8.
De-icing, that's terrible. Thank you.
Next
we'll see you in Las Vegas, Ben.
Right,
but
yeah.
De-icing, to me, as phobic a flyer as I am, I'm sitting there when I'm waiting for that parade of planes to be de-iced. I say to myself, hey, come on. All right. They can get lift, can't they? Sure, they can get lift. Can't we just skip this and get up, get up there in the air? Yeah. Let's go to this call. I think I know who this is going to be, and what a fitting way to end. This is Dennis from Greenbelt. Hello, Dennis Murphy.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Doing great. Got back from Monday night.
That's right. I know you did. In fact, I was looking at your itinerary, and I always love it when I know that Rob Spiewak is going to laugh at something I'm going to say. I saw your itinerary, and I know, Dennis, you took the red eye back, didn't you?
Yeah, Mike, you actually beat me to it. I thought it was a red itinerary.
Okay. Somebody pointed out to me at I think it might have been Saturday night or Friday night,
right?
That there was another listener that shared something with Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
And he said, "What are the odds that two listeners that have this situation?"
Right.
What like lack of a hand?
Yes.
Yeah.
You met another listener without a hand? Together? Was it a male or a female?
Male.
Male.
Mike, I remember at one point, their nubs in my fist. Stump bumping. All three of them at once.
Great
like we were
song.
Gonna, like we were going to unleash some sort of superpower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys walk up and down like Bourbon Street, Dennis, telling people you were both attacked by sharks?
Saturday night, hey, what happened?
Okay. Well, God bless you, Dennis. It was good to see you. We
gotta
take a break.
Guys.
And Dennis, what were you going
to
say, Rob?
I wanted to actually steal one of Dennis's catchphrases if I could. As we close, Dennis.
He's gone. Rob.
Looking good.
Looking good. Absolutely. Looking good. Great to see everybody. We will take a break, come back, and get this show underway on the Mike O'Mara Show as you listen to the Strange and Big Bastard Band.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Here's something to chew on. Studies show good oral health impacts your overall health, but still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly. But you can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip, the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek and elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush but without the big price tag. Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also got a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's Ode list. It's beautiful, it's sleek, it's a great electric toothbrush, and it starts at just $25, so it's a value as well. You can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. That includes free shipping. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip.
Quip. I love that name. Quip.
And it's a great product. Love it.
I always feel like Elmer Fudd should say, "Where's the Quip toothbrush? I'm putting in my car." Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me get this out of the way. I hate to keep people on the line. I really like to get them all. I want to get one last one out all of the right. way. David from Charlottesville, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. That'll be a good segue into our opening segment. Hi, David.
Hey, going crazy down here in Charlottesville. Finally getting some good news from the election, but I just wanted to tell you guys what a beacon of light you guys are, and just how much I appreciate everything y'all have done. I got a 3-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy, and all the kid and family content is amazing, but as an ex-chef, I got to tell you, the food content is so hilarious. When you guys are talking about food, you kill me. And
God
I just wanted
you.
To remind y'all of a bit from back in the day that I was cracking up telling my family about when you guys used to make Rob call the sex lines and make the women cook for him. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yeah.
You guys can remind them.
That, you know, that's your bit, Rob. We could reprise that. You know,
absolutely.
That was Dolores,
you know,
right?
That could be a great holiday bit.
Dialing for transvestites.
Dialing for Christmas transvestites. Coming
soon. How
about
dialing? We'll do it on a bonus show. Dialing for Christmas transvestites.
I'd love it.
You'd make them cook for you?
Usually eggs.
Yeah, he would ask them, like, what are you cooking?
Yeah.
That's awesome. How are you cooking?
They kept trying to steer it towards sex, but I was always making it. I said, I want you to slowly open your refrigerator.
And remember, have it. Remember, have it. Then have it. Then have it again.
Have it again.
David, God bless you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Yeah, big day across the country, and you know, huge win for the Democratic Party. And it's been a long time coming because this has been a very sad electorate. The Democratic
huge
side of things.
Huge turnouts too. Record turnouts on a cold, rainy day.
Yeah,
I went at historically the best time to vote, about 2:30 in the afternoon, and there was still two or three people in line. And every booth was full. So there was a lot of people.
Worst traffic of the year, Mike.
Yeah, it was.
The candidate on the Democratic side, you had, as far as if you were going to have a competition of good-looking men.
Yes.
There was no better-looking race than the gubernatorial election in the state of Virginia with Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. Ralph Northam looks like you could literally put him down on the set of the Andy Griffith Show.
Yep.
And put him in black and white, like running a corner store, and he'd be like, "Well, hey, Andy,
yeah,
how are you doing?" Now, he's a smart guy, right? He's a doctor. He's a pediatrician. So,
I decided to vote for him when I found out he was a doctor for children. Boo!
But a big, big day, pretty amazing turnout.
9 points.
You know, and what was funny was the tweet afterwards from Korea, all the way in Korea. President Trump tweeted, you know, I forgot what it was, but the gist of it was something like that. He didn't embrace
he
me.
He was a hack.
Mm-hmm. He didn't embrace me, although he sent out robocalls for him. And then he, as soon as the guy lost, that's really the world of Trump, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you imagine, like, if you're maybe when Donald, I don't know if Donald Jr. ever played Little League. But if Donald Jr. ever played Little League, can you imagine, like, he's in the stands and he's gone 3-for-4.
Right.
And he's coming up, he's gone 3-for-3. He's coming up with his fourth at-bat, mm-hmm. Donald Jr., to win the game, and he strikes out. And he looks over where his father was sitting. His father's back in the limo.
Yeah, exactly.
You lost, I don't want to be associated.
Well, it's what if you don't perform for him, he discounts you.
Yeah.
He trashes you.
Yeah.
Weird. Right,
it's
under
weird.
The bus.
It's a strange thing. So,
you didn't come forward when it counted.
You didn't win. Later.
Oscar is a D.C.er, but Rob and Pony are both Northern Virginia
you
people.
You both voted?
Yeah. Yes,
and
absolutely.
You both voted.
Well, Gillespie how big, all the way?
How big a story is this in the D.C. area? How big
I think
big
it's pretty exciting. I think it's exciting, and it was lead on the – I watch the Channel 5 news in the morning now because I leave before the Today Show starts, and they were hammering it pretty hard and have it on a constant scroll on the bottom. I think it's an exciting – and I think the best thing about it is I've never been of the opinion that the governor of Virginia is a player at any level, not even in Virginia. But mm-hmm. I think this is a tremendous comment, the fact that it was a sweep.
State was blue, Mike.
Yeah, I think it's a comment to the guy
up
top.
32, like, state house representatives were flipped,
yep.
which is amazing. And then you go up to New Jersey. But that was like a foregone conclusion the guy was going to win because of Chris Christie.
He opened the beach when it was closed.
That's
he got
true.
In a fight with the voter just the other day outside of the polls. He got in a huge argument.
Yeah. And he ridiculous. Also 2 weeks ago punched a vegan. Just based on
that's fine. That's fine.
So pretty huge story.
Yeah, it's
though,
a huge story.
Even his lap band voted against him.
It's weird, you know?
Yeah,
it's
very,
very weird. Well, it's not really when you think about it, because when a president is not popular, that's what happens in off-year elections.
But also, it is the way that the electorate can make a comment that is actually heard at the federal level.
Mike, on WTOP, and you're supposed to be impartial, right? When you're doing the news.
I don't have an opinion. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Neil Augenstein. He doesn't do the politics. Why are you saying Neil Augenstein?
Because he's the funnest voice to do.
Right.
So they had a reporter on from some rag, and he said, I just got to say, and I'm probably not supposed to say this, and I like when people say that because they're like, I'm probably going to get fired.
Because they're going out of their like objective zone.
Yeah. He said, Virginia feels like a new place this morning. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Well, I didn't expect. I was getting ready for the big L. I was conditioned for the big loser. That's the way it was going to happen with all that. There's just too much crap going on.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Just too much for that to happen. But you know, as far as look, the country split down the middle to a certain extent. Not over. Don't let the popularity ratings of the president tell you that we're pretty divided as a nation.
Voter turnout is up dramatically.
And yeah, I'm not going to complain about that. If a guy gets swept in because there are more people that show up, then that's fine with me. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just interesting to watch this and I never dreamed when I moved to Virginia years and years and years ago. I never dreamed that it would be that state. That would be doing the dramatic flipping. I just didn't see that happening. I still thought that Northern Virginia, but I thought the state of Virginia was more like, well, hello. I understand Montgomery has pulled up a chair for you. I hope everything is doing just fine. And then don't get me wrong. There are parts of that state that are like that. And,
sure.
But I've never seen
the exuberance as Manassas goes, Mike. I've always said that.
And that's what they always say on the news.
You might be surprised at that. You might go back to Clinton and Bush and those guys, and you might see Prince William County kind of indicated where people are going to go. But population has exploded in those areas, and your county, Loudoun County, voted overwhelmingly.
They called it
the
early.
Pediatrician.
They called it early for the child doctor.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts that you have? You've become a little more political in your late in life.
Yeah,
I think
I'll just restate what I said. I'm glad that as a state we made that statement.
But it's healthcare. It's healthcare. People don't want to lose their healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Said that was the number one issue.
Yeah, they do not want to. And who does?
And especially when
who does want to lose their healthcare? Right? Nobody does.
And if you look at Loudoun and Fairfax, two of the most moneyed counties in the world, and when they turn against someone who is definitely favoring the rich. In the grand scheme of things, when they turn against that, that's saying something. Because they're just seeing that we have become a national, international embarrassment. I'm sick of it. And that's why I was so pleased to see us make this statement.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I have
they
made
eat that up, as I say.
Based on the groundswell of support, I think that you can flip counties all over the United States, and that's why
we'll have
a brand new Congressman Francis Rooney, who's a Republican, and
Rooney?
I am not. I am a registered Democrat, and I think I'm going to mount a congressional run. My question is, can I get an alias? Can I get an AKA name?
Sure.
To run without using my radio name, which of course would cause all sorts of problems.
I'd like to suggest an alias. How about this?
No, I have the alias, so I'm actually
setting himself up.
That's what I was just wondering if it's okay. Are you legally able to do?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you're willing to legally change your name to that.
Yeah. So I legally changed my name. Yeah. Okay. I think I'll give it some thought.
You already
I don't have
an alias?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Stick Boner Platt.
I thought you were going to say Charlie
Stick, Stick Boner Platt. That's
Stick
right.
Boner Platt.
I'm going to create a whole fake bio for myself. Stick Boner Platt.
Where are you?
World War II veteran.
And doctor?
And yes, and doctor. Yes, proctologist.
Oh.
But
my campaign poster will just be me going.
Anything with a phallic connotation reminds me of Anthony Weiner.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Now I gotta change the last name. I'll keep the first Stick.
Stick. I like
Stick
that.
Boner Platt's not gonna work though.
No.
But I'll have to reinvent it. Did you have one in particular?
I was just gonna call you No the Candidate.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
What about Salad? Yes.
No, not Salad. Fingers.
Oh, Salad the Sound Man.
No, I'm thinking about Salad and then Fingers. Oh. Fingers in 2018.
That's interesting.
No, way to go. You jerk.
Have you voted yet? Make sure you drag your fingernail on the aluminum voting booth like this. Listen. Vote for me, Mrs. Cumberbumble, whatever her name is.
Stop it.
Hey, you know what? That was a real success because Maddie doesn't usually cringe, but she was crawling out of her chair on that one.
Hi, Maddie. Did you have a good time in New Orleans?
See, I didn't know it was a whole intern thing.
Well, we didn't either. We'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll get to that because we have.
There were two criteria to get down to New Orleans as an intern. You either had to steal money from the show or have a rich parent.
Exactly.
That's it. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Adrian Garcia and see if we can get an update on what the hell went on down there. Oh my God! Get ready for stimulating content when we bring in Adrian Garcia on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the
years. Hi, this is Cooper's Hawk. When I'm not serving the finest wine of Bob's from Chicago, I like to listen to podcasts. Recently, after being verbally berated by a hobbled old man with his way out of league wife, I learned all about the Mike O'Mara Show. And that's when I learned all about the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club. It's all things wine and all things TMOS. Look it up on Facebook today. Buy a wine membership.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. We all sleep better at night thanks to the brave military members and veterans our nation has. And so don't they deserve a good night's sleep as well? Yes, I believe they do. As a Sleep Number bed owner, it makes me proud to let everyone know that during this month, Sleep Number is going to honor our nation's heroes with savings reserved just for them. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? Does it? Answer me!
Huh?
My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep Number score was an 85. It's normally a 95. I'll tell you maybe on tomorrow's show why it was a 80 instead of a 95. I feel great. Has nothing to do with the bed. Has everything to do with having a four-year-old kicking you. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress. Last twice as long, and 91% of owners recommend them. Come in for exclusive savings just for military and veterans. And right now, it's the semi-annual sale where you'll find clearance savings of $600 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store nearest you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Yay.
That's very important. And please, you're going to love the bed. And when you tell them that I told you about it, it's good for our show.
Yeah, there's a card. So. You just check the box. It's very easy to do.
Bingo, baby. We are joined now, back from New Orleans, Louisiana, where he has spent, it seemed like, 3 weeks. Mr. Adrian Garcia is back.
I'm back, baby.
Baby.
Adrian.
I'm sorry, Mike. I apologize.
Don't apologize.
Wow, yeah. What are you apologizing for?
I haven't said
for?
Anything to you. I'm just curious as to, it is the Hampton Inn and Suites, correct? That's what it is?
That's where I work, and that's where you guys stayed at, yes.
You want to talk in the front of the mic.
Yeah, son. That's a front fire mic, son.
And he needs to be turned up a tad, too. He needs to be turned up a tad. So it's the Hampton Inn and Suites. My question to you, Oscar Santana and Mike O'Mara, two principals on the show with their lovely brides, stayed side by side in this fabulous Hampton Inn. And they had the Hampton Inn part. They didn't have the suite part.
Yeah, servants quarters.
The two of the smallest hotel rooms I've ever
stayed
in. Should
be called the Hampton Hard to Get In.
Yes, and I understand you stayed in the heart of New Orleans, in the French Quarter, at the Homewood Suites, which are spacious, big rooms. And by the way, I should mention also, at our hotel, Mr. Todd Moore stayed in a palace. He stayed in a presidential palace.
Two sides of the hotel. We were on the wrong side of the tracks.
Oscar has a little more knowledge of this, but that's all I know in the situation. And I was just kind of curious what's going on. Adrian, I'll kick it over to you.
Yes, so I do apologize about that. The lobby was great, though, wasn't it?
The lobby was beautiful.
We don't sleep in the lobby, son.
But you do have breakfast there.
Delish. The breakfast was up. Rob, did you have a small room too?
Yes, I had a walk sideways room.
Okay.
A walk for different reasons.
Yeah, they were walk sideways rooms.
Right. Yeah, because I'm so fat, Oscar. Hey, you know what? The breakfast was great because I'm fat.
The breakfast was great, except look, I understand that there is an efficient way to deliver egg products, but would it kill him just to scramble a dozen eggs and put it in
there? They love the square egg
portion. They like
portion.
The pre-done, pre-packaged, arrives on the back of a truck, put in a microwave egg. It's the only knock, but you know what? It's a free breakfast at a hotel. Who cares?
Well, it's fine, because New Orleans isn't about food.
Not about food at all.
No.
We could upgrade it.
No.
So, Adrian, back to our rooms.
Yes.
We were just kind of curious why the rooms were the way they were and why we happened to be outside of the French Quarter, where it would have been
you were so close to the venue. Yeah. We were so far away.
Yeah.
I honestly had no idea. When we booked these a long time ago, back in, I want to say March or April, I honestly just had no idea or no layout of the city. I had no layout of the city.
We said what venue we were at.
Yeah.
Right. You said, hey, this is this. And
is
said,
it
this
true that you worked for the Hampton Inn Company while you were there?
No, I did not. I wasn't working for them, no.
That was just a nasty rumor. We have nasty rumors.
It was a rumor.
Wait, what was a rumor?
Okay, so this is the problem. Yeah. There's a disconnect here. The problem is I've paid for most of your vacation, it looks
like. We agreed to that, though.
No, I didn't. There's some real weird math you're doing,
Oscar,
lately.
Remember, we could not get the really good employee rate, so we called the hotel with you pretending to be my brother.
Yes,
I remember that.
Yeah, but yeah. I said for three. No, you don't understand. I'm talking about the idea that you went for a week.
Yes.
You said that
you only paid for Thursday through Sunday, though.
Yeah, the most expensive nights on your bill.
Which is what we agreed to back in March.
Yeah, but the burn is this.
Yes.
You told me that the room nights, this is coming out of my pocket, by the way. I'll just be
nice
for you,
that.
Right? This is after I paid for your flight, right?
Thank you,
I love you.
Yeah, that's one he picked up from Dan O'Brien. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so again, I paid for your flight down there and back. And then you told me the hotels were going to be $30 a night. I did a rough math. I was like, I can pay $120 for the guys to stay in a hotel. And you said it was going to be 30 minutes outside the city. Not in the French Quarter for the up price for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Like I said, I had no idea what New Orleans was. I didn't know the French Quarter was New Orleans. I had no insight on what New Orleans was.
What is the name of the property? The Norwood Suites, what?
French Quarter. So I thought I was in...
So it's called the French Quarter
hotel. But I had no idea the French Quarter was like a big part of New Orleans. I had no idea about that.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a rube when it comes to travel.
Oh, you buttonhead.
Okay,
oh, my God.
So that's one, right?
Yes.
So when you called and said, hey, can I get your credit card for the three nights?
Yes.
Did you feel at all bad that you were staying for roughly four other nights that you had money for? The reason why I pay for the trip is essentially...
Adrian, put up a GoFundMe for your hotel stay and give it back to Oscar.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to.
Well, my point is this. I only like helping people when they need help. You clearly don't need help.
Oscar, so this is what happened. I had to take out, since this was the first and end of the month, technically, I had to take out all my cash from my checking account so none of my automatic payments for my bills would be taken out of my account. Account was overdrawn.
Cluster F right now.
Do you know
that
for multiple people, and I got a report just yesterday because he just got back this morning, essentially.
Yeah,
from
why
Nova.
Is he coming back today?
Because Dan missed the metro. Of all people, Dan missed the metro, even though he got to DC earlier and had to go pick him up after I made the last train out.
Okay,
awesome.
Hold
Rob,
it, hold
help
it,
me.
Hold
I have
it.
No idea what
hold
was
it.
Just said. What was
all
just
right,
said?
Let's restate the question.
Why
and everyone needs
to
everyone needs
so
to relax. Yes. What time did the Mike O'Mara Show Live end? If our clocks are all together, it ended at about midnight on Saturday.
Correct.
Right? When did you come back to DC?
I came back Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, Wednesday morning.
You are sorry. Why?
No, Tuesday morning. Tuesday was yesterday, pot addled.
Correct.
Yesterday was Tuesday.
This morning.
Today is.
So
that you came in. You arrived this morning.
This morning.
This morning, like 5 hours ago, Mike.
So
I'm
that
tired.
Does not account for. You're tired. That does not account for Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and some of Wednesday.
Rob, do you know how expensive it is to fly on the weekends?
Yeah. Is it as expensive to spend 4 days in New Orleans?
It's a push.
Extra days.
It's a push.
You know you're eating. Yeah. You're going out. You have
to
spend
eating.
Money.
I wasn't eating.
There's hookers.
I was very fortunate. The listeners were very nice to take care of some meals for me. Oh, you know what was so embarrassing? Okay. Right. I had listeners.
No, I don't care what's so embarrassing.
This
done.
Is the worst.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll get to this later on. Glad you made it back safely.
A week, Dan O'Brien. We paid for a week vacation.
Yes.
A week for Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
No better time to be able to do that. Thanks for fronting it, Oscar. Anyway.
I hope you saved receipts for any souvenirs. We'd like to reimburse you.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Thank you.
I paid them all.
Hey, in December, Rob Spiewak, remember what Oscar said? Out of his own pocket. Okay. Just remind me of that. Okay.
Right.
I'm so greedy right now. I'm so broke. Anyway, we're going to take a break and then we will come back with more fun. Oh, news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Get up off of that
thing. Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer.
Hey, where you been,
with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun.
Right.
I love to say the F word.
I know.
Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, old cow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. There's a chill in the air, and the leaves are falling like TMOS P1s after a meet and greet. Yes, it's autumn, and the days are getting shorter. So now more than ever, excuse me. Wow, must be a beignet. With shorter days, you need to save time. Shopping Amazon is the greatest time saver in the world. Be a great time saver like Eric Quick. He bought an empanada press. Now he'll never have a wrinkled empanada again. Megan McCormick bought a commercial-grade ice maker. Now she can make twice the ice in half the time. Twice the ice is nice.
Nice! Ice!
And Gretchen Georgiadis. Yeah, I got it again. Gretchen Georgiadis.
Nice.
Bought bully sticks for her dog.
Oh, yes, bully sticks.
And Amberin, hot flash pills for herself. They're both painting... I'm sorry. Let me start again. And Gretchen Georgiadis bought bully sticks for her dog and Amber and hot flash pills for herself. They're both panting
Go to Amazon, everybody. Go through our portal.
This is so
Gretchen Georgiadis bought bully sticks for her dog and Amber and hot flash pills for herself. They're both panting anxiously at the front door, awaiting the arrival of their Amazon delivery. You get Amazon.
Yeah, do it.
Get it.
Hey, go through the app. It's excellent.
The app's just, it's good.
News.
I don't know why I like this lead story, but I do. The NBA gave Nike $1 billion to take over the design and production of the players' jerseys for the next 8 years.
Wow.
Now, you know there is some sales guy, there is some schmoozer that goes, I got an 8-year gig from the NBA. And
Mike, it was noted Nike salesman Tim McWilliams.
Tim McWilliams said, hey, I got you jerseys. So far, everything has been great. Well, except... for the jerseys. They don't absorb sweat very well, and they keep tearing apart during games. It hasn't gone unnoticed. LeBron James' jersey tore in the first game of the season on national TV.
Wow.
Nike is finally admitting they have a... Houston, we have a problem. And they vowed to fix them. The company says, quote... this is always the best part.
Yeah, the quote...
We're very concerned to see any game day tear. And we are working to implement a solution that involves standardizing the embellishment process and enhancing the seam strength.
Wow.
You know, Nike is... Go buy golf wear. Go into any golf store and see what the most poorly made
expensive
shirts are. They're the Nike shirts.
You know,
they
have a reputation. Did I talk about my bowling shoe, the sole coming off of it?
You posted a picture of it that I saw.
And the manager, Chris Roth, a nice guy, walked by my lane and I said, look at this. And from across the alley, he said, what is that, a Dexter? That always happens. And so, I mean, it's just some stuff is garbage. It's just
But the difference between a off the rack wear
and a custom NBA jersey
and by an authentic jersey.
Oh, I know.
Right. For the price that they charge, that should be the cream of the crop.
Yeah,
it should not rip.
Yeah,
by the way, if you buy at the website, if you go to our website and you get yourself a 100% cotton New Orleans 2017 t-shirt from the Mike O'Mara store, and by the way, everybody that went to that store that went to that show, rather, should buy a T-shirt.
Buy a T-shirt.
For a souvenir, yeah. And then wear it to Las Vegas next year. And they'll know that you're in the know.
And buy a Team Moana shirt right there for the holidays.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about the sweat absorption because nobody works hard enough to absorb sweat in our listening room.
Great embellishments.
Forbes put out its annual list of the world's highest paid TV hosts. Here they are from 10 to 1. Heidi Klum, 21 mil. Michael Strahan, 21.5. Sean Hannity, 36 million.
Yuck.
Bill O'Reilly, 37 million. Steve Harvey, 42 million. Simon Cowell, 43 million. Judge Judy Scheindlin, 47 million. Ryan Seacrest, 58 million. Ellen DeGeneres, 77 million, ladies and gentlemen. And would you like to know who is the number one leader in this category of Forbes' top 10 TV personalities in pay?
Is it Morris Jones?
It is not. It is not Morris Jones. Dr. Phil McGraw, $79 million.
Boo!
By the way, Ellen and Dr. Phil, they make all that money because they get a slice. They get a they own their shows. Okay. They own part of their shows. Mm. So that's the way that works, just like we do. very good. And moving right along, how much it costs you to see your favorite artist can depend on your location. And sometimes the difference can be, huge. On average, going to a concert in Los Angeles will cost you 75% more than attending the same concert in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That isn't really fair, but it's also not all that surprising. A study took into account venue fees, accommodation costs, purchasing power of the region, and public interest from city to city, but the last one seems to be the most important. The average ticket price in L.A., $127.57. After Los Angeles, the rest of the top five are Vegas, Houston, San Diego, and Washington, D.C., and I'm here to tell you, our ticket prices in Las Vegas will be in line. Thank you very much.
Here, here.
In
we will. That's right. Buy a T-shirt.
The average price in Grand Rapids, $73. Not that big a difference, really, when you think it's still
expensive. Too expensive, yeah.
The next lowest cities are Buffalo.
Hey, we're going out to see an Aussie band.
New Orleans, Indianapolis, and Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, we're going to that big concert in Little Rock. How are you? Thanks for coming. Appreciate that. When you show up at your aunt's house for Thanksgiving dinner, does she give you a big hug? Does she welcome you
pretty
into her home?
Pretty good. Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Does she welcome you into her home, tell you how much you mean to her, and then demand $20 to cover the meal she's about to serve you?
What?
Apparently, that really happens. Someone tweeted about their family charging for Thanksgiving dinner last week. Most people didn't believe it, but BuzzFeed ran a survey on it and found 1% of people say, yeah, they get charged.
That's stunning. Never heard such a thing. I mean, I hear bring a dish, bring something, but never like a cash thing.
Anyway, 50% say they don't pay, but they do have to pitch in with sides or something else to eat. That's normal.
Of course.
And 49% just straight up freeload. That might be my most of my life going to my dear mom's house.
Yeah, but you know, when you break it down, a Thanksgiving dinner is one of the cheapest dinners you can make because a turkey is not that expensive.
A turkey is not that expensive. And by the way, when my mom, God rest her soul, when she served those creamed onions, they should have paid me to eat those things.
Hey, I make great creamed onions.
I know, creamed onions. Can you imagine Kevin James playing the President of the United States?
Yes! Yes!
Thank you, Rob.
Naked.
Thousands of fans are trying to make it happen. Following Netflix's decision to pull the plug on Kevin Spacey's part in House of Cards, a devoted fan, Robbie Pima, started a petition on Change.org on Thursday to name the Kevin Can Wait star as Spacey's replacement.
What?
Thank you. Losing a great show is hard, no matter the circumstances, Pima wrote in the petition, directed to the CEO of Netflix. I think Kevin James can elevate House of Cards to a globally adored franchise like Game of Thrones. That's in the petition. At the time of this publication, the petition boasts a whopping 30,000 plus signatures, ladies and gentlemen. There
wow,
it is.
And they can also bring in Leah Remini to play the Secretary of State.
Be perfect. And now a little something, something. A 24-year-old guy, his name is Sean Sykes from Kansas City, Missouri. He was pulled over back in September, and the cops found drugs and stolen guns in a backpack inside his car. The cops took him in for questioning, and Sean swore they weren't his. The cops kept persisting, and Sean finally got them to stop with his flatulence. Or as the official police report put it, Mr. Sykes released a loud fart. Mr. Sykes continued to be flatulent, and I ended the interview. The cops let him go without charging him, which is kind of amazing, and it's pretty much all because he was passing gas in the interview room at the jail. Mm. Unfortunately for Sean, he got pulled over again a few days ago, and the cops found more drugs and more guns. And it was before lunch, so he's going to jail! Light him up! We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
There was a big time in the Big Easy for TMOS Nation last week. Well, way down yonder in New Orleans. Hey, where is everybody? Hi there. It's me,
Jim Amato.
And this week's AmeriCast is coming to you from the Steel City Studios. My special guest, Jay Clyde of Shadyside, Maryland. We talked about the past week of shows on the More Network, our love of bourbon, and of pirates. There's also some revelations and top flight comedy. Download AmeriCast today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Face it, folks, whether you want it or you want to admit it, the holidays are upon us. Do you want your holidays to suck? Of course not. And so the solution is to look within. If you quit sucking, so are your holidays. They'll be fantastic. Don't be a leech that only slurps up the free TMOS podcast. Be a one the wise man.
Really?
Be one of the wise men or women. Get the bonus show.
Please.
It'll be worthwhile. Now, without further ado, let's open William Shakespeare's.
He swang the alphabet and lost.
Yes, he did.
Swang is a good word, Oscar.
I'm about two episodes. Love it when a good meeting proves true. All right, go ahead. Yes.
I'm about two episodes into Stranger Things. How far are you into season two of Stranger Things?
I am not as passionate about this Stranger Things. I think I'm right with you. Two or three episodes
finished.
You finished. I actually put it on the show prep today. We didn't get a chance to talk about it as to whether or not the passion is still Oscar, you don't tip the spoiler alert, good season?
I am shocked that they were able to take that same type of premise
formula
and rewrite it in a way that I'm ready for season three.
All right, very good. I like to hear that. I'll be diving in. And what do you think so far, Rob?
I love the first two episodes I saw. I think it's solid.
And
good
the first
characters
two,
and good writing.
I don't think are indicative of the rest of the series. If you love that, you're going to really like the rest of the series. It builds up.
Okay, the more sci-fi-y it gets, the less into it I get. I like more of the tension and the drama and the comedy with the kids. I think it's fantastic. But go ahead, you were going to say
something.
They did
a great thing on Kimmel, I think, last night. It was perfect Stranger Things, where they brought back Marklin Baker and Balky and the creature from the underground, and they were all three roommates.
Isn't it Bronson Pinchot?
Pinchot, thank you. It was great. Odd that I would get Marklin Baker and not Bronson Pinchot. There's the thing they do on YouTube called Honest Trailers, where they break stuff down and sort of say the things we're all thinking. Here's the honest trailer for Stranger Things.
From the streaming service that's a Game of Thrones away from ruling all of television, comes the show that made the entire world ask, "Hey, have you finished Stranger Things yet?" Visit the idyllic suburb of Hawkins, Indiana, a small town where nobody seems to pay any mind to the giant high-security top-secret lab with hundreds of employees. When a middle schooler goes missing, a loser's club full of goonies will band together to recreate the cutest version of the hangover you've ever seen, where one character disappears.
Where is Doc?
Where's Will?
One character is missing teeth, one character is cool and skeptical, and one character is a dangerous liability to the rest of the group.
Is he all there, like, mentally?
There's something seriously wrong with her, like, wrong in the head.
Suit up with 2016's breakout character / Halloween costume, 11. She's one part Carrie, one part the kid from Boyhood, and one part reminder that Eggo Waffles is part of a balanced breakfast.
I just thought it pretty much encapsulated season one.
She's such a compelling character, too. She really is.
And also, I like that they took Stranger Things, they took The Walking Dead, and they took The People versus O.J. Simpson, and they took three of the things that bring them together and made this marvelous montage.
Carl! Juice! Carl! Juice! Carl! Juice! Carl! Juice!
Where's Carl?
He's never going to stop being the juice.
So that's a lot of yelling, a lot of yelling. Pretty good walk-on on Conan last night. I like the fact that even though Jon Stewart is not regularly on TV, he picks his spots.
He does.
And he did a great walk-on on Conan last night.
Question one, why are you really here?
I'm a big fan of the show and would not miss it.
Ooh, not good. Why are you really here?
Plug my upcoming event on HBO, Night of Too Many Stars.
Okay, very good. John, when is this event?
Well, it's November 18th at 8 p.m.
Okay, and what's it for?
It's going to raise money for services and programs for people with autism and their families.
Very good.
Awesome.
Do people know that by donating, they can enter to win once-in-a-lifetime experiences like the chance to be my co-host for an episode of Conan on TBS? Do they know that?
Wow.
They do now.
Yeah. Nice. That'd be great, Andy, if you won that.
So that's a great cause, and I love Jon Stewart, so I wanted to point that out. Dr. Demento still getting it done, Mike.
Really?
Yes.
He's still with us?
Yes. He's putting out an album next month, I think. It's a compilation of stars covering other Dr. Demento songs in a punk style, the most notable. I think this will be the single. This is William Shatner singing the song Garbage Man.
Yeah, it's up from the garage and down the driveway. Now get out of your mind and get out of my way. Do you understand?
Is that a Dr. Demento song?
It understand? Is.
Are you a Dr. Demento fan?
I like some of the classic novelty records that Dr. Demento would spotlight.
Not
but
that
I'm
familiar with Dr. Demento. To be
it
honest.
Was a syndicated radio show, but I mean, I know more about him than actually listening to his show.
Didn't he beget Weird Al a little bit?
He discovered Weird Al, yeah.
Discovered Weird Al.
You know what LARPing is, Mike?
What's LARPing?
Live action role playing.
Yeah.
He's the LARPing of radio.
Because
every man that I've ever, and only men have ever said, hey, what about Dr. Demento? All those guys look like they haven't showered for days.
Well, that's sort of the Dr. Demento look.
Yeah.
Like he might go straight from his car to the radio studio, then back to the car for an overnight.
LARPing.
But,
LARPing,
you know,
sounds so dirty.
Without him, we probably wouldn't have a Weird Al. So is that good?
That's a push.
I don't know.
It's a push.
I'm not sure Shatner should be doing that.
Yeah, I know. Who knows? I just wish. I just don't know Dr. Demento, but
you're better
always
off.
Fun to hear Shatner.
You're better.
Always good. Ron Halladay, the very, very sad. A great, great pitcher died yesterday in a single airplane crash. He was flying himself.
Mm-hmm. Amphibious plane right off the coast of Florida. Really kind of a sad situation.
We're not meant to fly, Mike.
The only pitcher other than Don Larsen to pitch a perfect game in a playoff baseball game. And this is his last three outs of that perfect game in 2010.
In the air, Chase Ugly. Nothing is routine at this point. Ugly makes a catch. One gone. In the air. Over is Valdez with room. Two outs.
Perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
Halladay is one strike away. The 0-2. A bouncer. Ruiz. In time! Roy Halladay has thrown a no-hitter!
Two-time Cy Young winner, I believe, and most certainly will be in the Hall of Fame posthumously, but leaves behind a lovely wife and a very sad story. So, with that in mind, let me also focus on...
Smooth transition.
Thank you. Harry Connick Jr. has perhaps the most disastrous television show on TV, and sometimes it's just on.
I can't even describe. I looked at him like twice, and I just can't.
We have
stand
it on here after the show.
Because I like him as a singer and a performer.
And he looks like he's got a bad Just for Men hair dye situation going on.
He looks like he lost a bet. And yesterday, it was just spine-tinglingly bad when he had Oprah on to explain what she says are her aha moments. So it's her talking about something stupid and then his stupid reply. Remember, this is the only thing on NBC in the afternoon.
You can't have an aha unless you already knew it. So the aha is a remembering of what you already knew, articulated in a way to resonate with your own truth. So the aha isn't somebody teaching you something. The aha is somebody helping you to remember.
That's an aha moment for me.
That's an aha.
I didn't think about that.
That's what it is.
I didn't think about that.
That's such bad television. It really is. Come on.
I don't
give
even.
A
it's
car,
like
a,
it's a cheap set. Everything about that show says, all right, we're going to cancel you, but now we're going to go to next season because it's sweeps week and we don't have time to rebuild the show. Sad.
I've never seen it's a post look like he cares less. But it's just, it's but sometimes it gets so bad. So let us close with something a little more entertaining. Chris Evans, who plays Captain America in all those movies.
Dreamboat.
He has a dog named Dodger, and he also has a toy from The Lion King that plays The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and found out that his dog will sing along with the toy.
That's a big dog, right?
Yeah, it's a pit mix.
There you go. It's awesome.
Which begs the question, if your dog did that, would you ever leave the house? I wouldn't. I'd just keep getting play until the batteries were done. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
I want to thank everybody for joining us for Wide Open Wednesday. It was
some great calls.
Absolutely spectacular. Thank you. There it is, you dipshit.
Hey!
Anyway, sorry. God. Oh, my. All right. Anyway, hey, you see? I'm included in the meeting, too. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. Don't forget to update our brand new app and the 24/7 live stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag, we love them. Send them to Rob with two B's. And our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara. So long. Show. Thung. Every percent put that computer on the pote, sapo pato 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 time capsule pedipo. So long, bye bye, everybody.
So long,
ciao ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, there it is. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.